scheduling note, tomorrow's daf we're doing tonight, so you get a little early, Be'ez Hashem, 9 o'clock is Meiriv. Afterwards we have the daf, that's for Wednesday, then Yantif is Yantif, and then next week, the dafim are at night, including Sunday, so it'll just be on later than usual, a couple hours later, because the slichas in the morning, including some Gedalia, Sunday through Thursday, the daf will be at night, and then until Friday morning, the Erev Yom Kippur will be back in the morning. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, let's... with the time that we have allotted to us, let's do daf yud. Itmar, Amar of Nachman Amar Shmuel, Mishim of Shimon Ben Elazar, Chachamim Tiknu Lehem Levnos Yisrael, Lepsula Masayim L'Almana Mana. Chazal, the Chachamim were Mesakein for Benos Yisrael, that a Besula gets 200 for her Ksuba, Masayim Zuz, and an Almana, a widow, gets 100. The Heim He'eminuhu, and they believed the husband, since they made up the institution of Ksuba. They then believe the husband, Shim Amar Pesach Patsuach Batsasi Ne'eman, that if he says Pesach Patsuach, then he would be Ne'eman. As we discussed yesterday, Ne'eman La'osra Alav, Ne'eman La'afsid Ksubasa, but says the says Rav Nachman that since Chachamim made up Ksuba, so therefore they have the power to say when Ksuba would not apply. That's what Rashi says on top. If Ksuba would be Da'oraisa, then he wouldn't be able to be Mafkiyayet, except with Eidus Yidua, right? Because it would be a Din Da'oraisa. But because it's Drabanan and they made it up, so therefore they have the power to say when it doesn't apply.
But this is pretty
good
issue,
Ne'amanus
and not Neder.
Sorry?
This is more...
This is Gemara Sita to say it's Ne'amanus. Yes. I mean, Ne'amanus on a Drabanan level. Meaning, you sort of say, if it was Neder, then, I mean, you also don't know, this is about Lahafsidak Subasa. Right? It might be Shavya Nafshe, it might be good enough to be the Neder to Asra or Bible. But you're saying it's Lahafsidak, if it's Lahafsidak, like we said yesterday, if you say Lahafsidak Subasa, then it points more in the Ne'amanah's direction, because it's affecting others. So says the Gemara 1 minute, Im Kain, if it's true that Pesach Pesuch, he'd be Ne'aman, Maho Yil Chacham Metachanasam. So then what's the point? He could always say, you know, and therefore he won't have to pay the ksuba. So what kind of teeth does the takana have if he could always undermine it? Amaravano, chazaka ein adam toreach b'suda umafsida. There's a chazaka that a person wouldn't be toreach, bother himself in the suda, and then be mafsid the ksuba, and be mafsid the whole money, spend all this money on the and go through all this tircha for the wedding, and then you know he'll just make up a story and get rid of and say the wedding was inappropriate, and he wanted to divorce his wife. Raj says, if he doesn't want to be married, he wouldn't go through the whole thing. And therefore, there's a chazaka on his side, that if once he went through the tircha, so then he wouldn't be mafsid the ksuba. And if he does, so therefore, it must be that he is Ne'eman. The Rashba here writes, so what if he wasn't Torech in the suda? What if he didn't do the tirchas? What if he just wrote a check? What if he just wrote a check? Or maybe that is a tircha. If, you know, the psychological tircha that you're writing the check. But let's say he didn't do anything. Mashmi yilo tarach misuda eino ne'eman. Da'aleka chazaka, says the Rashba. If there was no chazaka, so then l'chora, if there was no tircha, then it was no chazaka on his side. The chazaka tegufa adifa mecheskas mamon. And therefore, what do you have left if he wasn't tarach misuda? She has a cheskas aguf that she was a pnuya, a psula. He has a cheskas mamon, right? It's his money. So therefore, he says she would win. V'yafilu bari v'bari. Da'alkana charov, the psulos nesuos, the chazaka tegufa. So therefore, says the Rashba, if he mamish wasn't tarach misuda, so therefore, he would not be believed. Achronim, though, say, maybe this is not the case according to everybody. Because if you look at the Rambam, it might be that Tarech B'Su'uda should not be taken literally. That Tarech in the Su'uda itself, but it just means Tarech in the Simcha, meaning go through with the wedding. A person wouldn't go through with the wedding, not Dafka Tarech in the Su'uda. Because the Rambam's Lashon is in Berakid Aleph, in Hilchos Ishus, Chazakehi Shein Adam Tarech B'Su'uda Umafsida V'Hofech Simchaso Evel. Person wouldn't make his simcha into avelus, meaning go through as such simcha and then get rid of it. Nothing to do with not focusing on tircha. So therefore, says the Achronim say, it sounds like the Rambam would argue on the Rashba, that even if he wasn't toreach literally, but if he goes through the wedding, that's already a chazaka, that he wouldn't wake up the next day and make up a story unless it was true. So that's the Machlokas Rashba and the Rambam. So the Achronim, the Poskim say, what about Bizman Hazeh? Bizman Hazeh, says the Taz, in Simin Samaches, in Eben Ezer, Kasev Beis Yosef, Ulefize, Achshav Sherov Chasanim in Osim Heim HaChasana, Ela Avi HaKala. Many times the Kala side pays for a lot of the wedding. So says the Taz, Im Kain, Ein achas neman betaynis pesulim lahapsik shubasa. See, this chazaka doesn't apply today, says the Taz. Ein adam tarech pesulim mafsida doesn't apply because he doesn't have that tircha. So therefore, the poskim say that maybe he would not be believed bizman hazeh. So you have the Rashba and the Rambam and the Taz. Yeah. Only a pesach pesul. What about tainas damim? That's shared the Gemara assumed yesterday. That was a taina that was more acceptable because it's more easier to know. So again, right, that might be different. Tana says the Gemara ho of a knas chachamim hu lo tigve ela min aziburis. Since ksuba is a knas chachamim, is a fine from the chachamim, so therefore you only collect from ziburis. Ziburis, we know there are three different levels of property in halacha. There's Ziburis is the worst, Beinonis, and then Idis is the best. So when you have Dinim Daraisa, you have to pay from the best. Again, it's going to be the same amount of money. The question is, which property do you have to pay with? So if it's only Dinim Darabanan, says the Gemara, if it's a Knas, so then she can only collect from Ziburis. Says the Gemara, one second, Knasa, my Knasa, what kind of Knasa are we talking about? There's no fine, nobody did anything wrong here. What does that mean? So Ela Ema, you're right. Ela Ho V'Takanas Chachamim Hu, Otigve Ela Mene Ziburis. It means since it is a takanas chachamim, so therefore you can only collect from ziburis. You're right; it's not a knas. What we meant was takanas chachamim. Period. So that is all opinion number one. That is the shita of Rav Nachman. That ksuba is derabanan. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says ksubas isha min haTorah. Ksuba is a din d'oraisa, not a din derabanan. Did Rav Shimon Gamliel really say that it is da'oraisa? Which we'll get back to in a minute for Hatanya, but we have a brisa that says as follows: Kesef yishkol kamo arapsulos. What it says by mifate, it says by mifate that if a person is mifate a woman that he has to pay kesef, and it says by the parsha of ones. In another parsha, that if someone is ma'anis a woman, he has to pay chamishim 50, and we compare ones and mifate. She heze kamor hapsulos and mor hapsulos kazet. We compare ones to mifate and mifate to ones, and we put what it says by one with the other. By one of them, it says you have to pay a high level currency, kesef, and by the other one, it says you have to pay 50. So therefore, we put each of the halachas by each one to compare the two of them. But then the Gemara says, Mikan, but from based on these psukim, Samchu Chachamim Luxubas Isha Min HaTorah. There's a smach, which the Gemara is assuming means a dinta raisa. There's a smach for Ksubas Isha Min HaTorah. Where's the smach? So Rashi says it's from the word mohar. The word mohar, Rashi says, right, midakari la mohar. Mohar is a type of commitment that a person gives to his wife, his netanas, his mefuta, but also the chacham are saying, so that is an allusion to ksuba, and that is enough to be called a dinta araisa. That's the Tanakama Shita. And Rav Shimon Gamliel argues, Rav Shimon Gamliel omer, no, ksuba sisha, enemy divrei Torah, elemi divrei sofrim. It's only divrei sofrim, which might mean a strong dinta rabbanan, a dinta rabbanan rooted in a pasuk, but still it's a dinta rabbanan. So we have a steer in Rav Shimon Gamliel. Does Rav Shimon Gamliel say it's a dinta araisa or not? So Gemara says two answers. Number one, Eifach. Okay, switch this second brisa. Really, the Rav Shimon Gamliel is the one that says Daraisa, the Tanakama says Darabana. The Gemara says one second, my chazes da'afach bas raisa, Eifach kamaisa. Why do you switch the second case? So switch the first case. Say that he really owes Darabanan. What, you have to switch one of them, so why do you switch the second one? So the Gemara says, no, you really have to switch the second one because Hashamina Leilu Rav Shimon Gamliel Da'amar Ksuba Sisha Bida'araisa, because we have a different source that says he holds Ksuba Da'araisa. And therefore, if you have another source, then you know which one to switch. It's not because the Mishnah says later on, all the way at the end of Ksubas, Kofyud, Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, No Sein Lami Mos Kaputkiya. What was the case there? The Gemara there, the Mishnah there discusses a case where a man got married in one place and got divorced in another place. So the amount of money is written in the ksuba, but what type of currency does he have to give? What if one of the currencies is a stronger currency? So do you have to give the currency where he was married or where he's divorced? So Rav Shimon Gamliel there holds, you always have to give the stronger currency, which the most kaputkia was known as the stronger currency. So therefore, that's mashma, that ksuba daraisa. That's what Rashi says. Shnishtabi behen kishar milve. Ksuba daraisa. So that's why, because we have another source that says ksuba daraisa, so therefore we switch the second Rav Shimon Gamliel and not the first. That is answer number one, how to get out of the stira. Number two, v'ba yaseima kula Reb Shimon ben Gamliel hi v'chisur mechzer. Really, the whole second statement, the whole second source quoted above, which made us think, ah, doesn't he say to Rabbanan? That has to be reread because there's a couple of words missing. V'hachi ketani. And this is what it means. The Tanakhama said that the word mohar is a reference, is a remez to ksuba, mita oraisa, and then the Gemara Braisa gets into a different topic. Ksubas almana. But if you have a ksuba of an almana, ain't a midivrei Torah, ela midivrei sofrim. It's not the oraisa, that's only the Rabbanan. The ksuba of an almana, then she only gets 100. Sure, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, going on the almana line, ksubas almana, ain't a midivrei Torah, Ella midivrei sofrim. So that's how you read the brisa, correcting what we thought, and then adding in the line of ksubas almana. A general discussion in the in the mafarshim. What does chisurei mechzer mean? Well, we're really missing words. Was it a chisaron in our understanding of what it meant? Pashas is that it's we're missing certain words. Therefore, we had to fill it in. So this is a major discussion. Ksuba d'oraisa, ksuba d'rabban. Tosfos here on top says, it's mashma from the Gemara, from Rav Nachman on top, that since he quotes the stomach de Gemara, the ksuba de Rabbanan, that must be what we, it sounds like that's what we hold, right? Because Rav Shugam Leel is then brought into the ksuba de Raisa. But the stomach de Gemara, says Tosfos, is ksuba de Rabbanan. And therefore Tosfos says, I have a problem. Vikasha, on the fourth line of Tosfos, dinagu luchto b'ksuba, kesef zuze masa de chazu lechemi de Raisa. When we're at a chuppah and we hear the person reading the ksuba, sometimes we pick up on a few words. So if we listen closely, we say, Dechazu lechi mi daraisa. That's fitting for you, that's roi for you, on a daraisa level. We say that. Every one of our ksubas has that. Ashkenazi ksubas. Dechazu lechi mi daraisa. So ask Tosas, but what do you mean? It's only drabanan. If we pass ksuba drabanan, how can we say, Dechazu lechi mi daraisa? And therefore, Tosas says, it must be that what I said was wrong. And therefore, ksuba really we pass it is daraisa. So Tosfos is saying that Minog is basically Mevatel, what he thought was the Pashas of the Gemara. And he says, V'yomer Rabbeinu Tam, on the second line, Disabchina na Rav Shimon Gamliel. It must be that we rely on Rav Shimon Gamliel, like the Stam Mishnah later on, that we just read, about paying for Mos Kaputkia, Dixaber, Ksuba, De Oraisa. And therefore, and he quotes the Re also, we don't hold like the Rav Nachman, that is Shita Tosfos, that Ksuba is De Oraisa. Rov Rishonim argue on this. Rov Rishonim say that ksuba is a takana derabanan, as we'll see later. Today Shalosh says the woman won't be kalabain of lotzia, so a woman won't be it won't be easy to get divorced. He has to know that he has to pay the ksuba if he wants to get divorced. So most Rishonim hold that ksuba is derabanan. The question then is, what do we do with our ksubas? What do we do with our ksubas? It says chazu lechi midaraisa in our ksuba. So if the institution of ksuba is derabanan, so what do we do with what we write in our ksuba? So the Ritva says, nothing! It's wrong! Says the Ritva. Says that, he quotes his machlokas, he quotes Rabbeinu Tam, and he says, I don't like Rabbeinu Tam, I think ksuba is derabanan. And therefore he says, Hilkach roi lichto benasuch ksuba to chazu lechi midarabanan. Inema to chazu lechi. Bilchud, or just write, it's fitting for you, it's right for you. You don't want to say the Rabbanan, you don't want to take a stand. So just write right for you. The imkas of the Chazu Lechi Midaraisa says the Ritva. If you wrote Chazu Lechi Midaraisa, Efshar Lomar, doesn't want to say for sure, Efshar Lomar, de les laksuba klal. The Asr Lahash Osa. It could be the ksuba is totally null and void because you wrote something that's not true. You committed to yourself to something that's not true. I'm paying you the ksuba, which I have to give you on a daraisa level. Says the Ritva, that's not true with Paskin. So therefore the whole thing is falls to the ground. I have to pay you $1 million, like it says in the Torah. It's made up. That makes no sense. Therefore says the Ritva, it could be, I didn't say for sure, it could be that it's wrong. So we still back to our kasha. We, most Rishonim, hold ksuba as derabanan, and we write in our ksuba, it's fitting for you on a daraisa level. So there's got to be another way out. Yeah. The institution is derabanan. What does that mean? But once he commits, he's obligated. Chazu lechi mi daraisa. Chazu lechi. So the daraisa line, according to your pshat, has nothing to do with the ksuba. Has to do with any shibud. Any shibud. Once you commit yourself, doesn't sound that way from the ksuba, but that might be. There are other answers though. The Rush here in Simon Yutes. The Rush says it means chazu lechi mi daraisa. Once there is a takana derabanan of ksuba, Chazal instituted that you have to pay daraisa currency. The Daraisa is talking about the currency, like we mentioned before. The fancy type of currency, even though it's the Derabanan. V'yoraisi mefarshim dafilu hirgilu lichtol v'daraisa modu duksimazisha Derabanan. V'chachamim tiknu chamishim kesef midaraisa pirish mishkalim ha'amurim b'torah. Mishum shlo tekal b'ein avlo tziyah. V'asmuchlu akra. So maybe that's what it means. It's going on the currency. Others, though, Rav Rosenzweig has, again, we don't have time to discuss it at length, Rav Rosenzweig points out in the Shitas HaRambam that there are many, even though the Rambam passes Ksuba Drabanan, clearly, in a number of places, there are certain references where he alludes to the fact that there is something about the Ksuba that is Doraisa. Even according to the Mandava Ksuba Drabanan. You have to look no further than the title of Hilchos Ishus. What does the Rambam say? The Rambam Paskins, as was talked about on Shabbos, that getting married is a mitzvah. Getting married is a mitzvah. So what does the Rambam say in Hilchos beginning? What's the koteret? What's the mitzvah? Lisa Isha b'ksuba v'kiddushin. What's ksuba doing in there? What's ksuba? Ksuba is the Rabbana. What's ksuba doing in the definition of the mitzvah of marriage? Lisha, again, ksuba obviously is not a marriage document. But ksuba is ksuba v'kiddusha. What's the losa say? Shlo tivol isha below ksuba v'kiddushin. Again, what's ksuba doing in the koteret? And you find in the halachas as well that ksuba, even though ksuba is clearly drabanan, but it seems to be something on a daraisa level. So the Chassam Sofer suggests, that's what he writes, and this is said by others, Rav Rosenzweig says something similar. The Chassam Sofer says, maybe even according to the Manda Amar drabanan, it's really daraisa. The idea of ksuba is daraisa according to all shitas. The machlokas is the sheer katsuv. The sheer, the amount, as we're going to see in the Mishnah Named Beis, 200, 100, that's Drabanan. Rak la'ein la'zeh shir katsuf, daraisa, there's no shir. V'hatorah masar es hadavar l'chachamim, added to the list, sheyikvu es hashir, where this principle applies, the Torah left open to Chazal how much to put. V'heim kabush lo yifchos b'masayim zuz l'psula, don't have less than 200 for a psula, shelote kalabein avlotziah. According to that mandamer, it's don't have less than 200, so people take it seriously and they don't divorce their wives. Again, there is something on a daraisa level. Another way to say it might be that ksuba, the idea of ksuba, the commitment of the husband, is on a daraisa level. That idea of the ksuba, the details of the ksuba, certain details might be derabanan, but the idea behind ksuba might be on a daraisa level. Okay, there's more about that, but that's ksuba daraisa derabanan is a major sugya. But again, that's why chazu lechi mi daraisa. That's what's behind that statement, even according to what we paskin. Okay, so now let's get to some stories. Stories. Ahuda asa. Hudas l'kamei d'Rav Nachman, not really a gadata stories, but halachic stories. Hudas l'kamei d'Rav Nachman. Amar lei, pesach basur batzasi. Man comes in front of Rav Nachman and says, pesach basur batzasi, my wife was out of psula. Amar lei, Rav Nachman, asvua kufri. How do you know? He started whipping him with branches. Rashi says, with thorns on them. How do you know, pesach, what kind of expert are you? Pesach basur batzasi? That's not such an easy claim for somebody newly a newlywed. So he started whipping him. Is this a question? Is this a statement? Let's go with Rashi right now. Rashi says it means, you've been sleeping with Zonos. You've been lying with Zonos. Shok was coming. How else do you know this? So he believed him, but he whipped him. Because how else would you know such a thing? Chas v'shalom, a ben Torah would be such an expert. We have another statement. Rav Nachman who damar mehemen. Rav Nachman said, another, Rav Nachman whipped him. What do you mean Rav Nachman says Mehemen? The Gemara says, yeah. Mehemen v'savina le kufri. You're right. He believed him and he whipped him. He believed him because he said, how do you know such a thing? But he believed him and therefore he gave him lashes, malchus. Yeah.
So why do we try to believe him?
So that's, we assume, because if he says it, what? There's a chazaka in antarach mesuda mafsida. That's also part of it, as we said yesterday, as we said this morning. And here, ne'eman, it doesn't say here what he was ne'eman for. Is he even ne'eman nafsida ksubasa? Once he does that, then there might be based on chazaka. But even somebody who claims, you know, might be inappropriate. Let's just finish the story. Because that's not the only way to understand the Gemara. Let's just go to the next line. Ravacha Mishani, Ravachoi says, what's the difference between the two stories? Kan b'bachar, kan b'nasui. Depends if he's been married before. Maybe Rav Nachman believed him in the case where he had been married. He was a nasui, so therefore he has experience in this. Where he whipped him was b'bachar, meaning he wasn't believed. And in that case where he whipped him, and he was whipping him, why? So Tosfos says that he was whipping him because he was mostly Shemra. He was mostly Laz on Abbas Yisrael. So therefore, according to that second understanding, what he said before was, Mavarchas HaChavitale is really a rhetorical question. Have you been with Zonos? Have you been Shochet with Zonos? No! So how could he say such a thing? So it's really two understandings of what that line was. That a statement, a hachraza, you have been doing this, and therefore I'm going to whip you, even though I'm going to believe you. Or, how could you say such a thing? You're obviously not an Eman. You weren't doing this. You're just being Motzi Shemra, and therefore I'm not going to believe you. So two ways of understanding the story. Someone came in front of Rabbi Gamliel and says, Feza Pesuch Batsasi, Amar Le, Shema Hitisa. Maybe you would, yeah.
Somebody, we discussed before that somebody who comes with that claim
right.
is concerned that the wife cannot be with him because of
right. Somebody who comes with that claim is concerned about
right.
the wife.
So somebody with that behavior.
Right, so we don't. Right, so we assume, is that.
Somebody like that would come and
so there are different chazakas. You're right. We assume on the one hand, why is he coming? He doesn't want to live in sin. You know, that could be a very good reason why he's coming. But on the other hand, the question is, if there's no evidence, he has no evidence. There are no edim. There's no edim on a previous maisas nus. There are other sveikos involved here, as we said. Ones, ratzon, when it happened, how it happened. There are many questions here. So, you know, if somebody coming, you know, right automatically, she's not usher right away. So that's why there's a lot of chazakas involved. So that's why the Rav Nachman was not interested. Other Amoraim, as we're about to see here, you know, they asked some other questions to try to get some more information. Like here, says Rabbi Gamliel, Shemi Tisa, maybe you were Boel Bahataya, meaning, as we said yesterday or 2 days ago, that there were some that knew how to be have via Bahataya, meaning in a way without breaking the Basulim, and therefore maybe you did that. Rabbi Gamliel says, "Emshel lecha mashal." I'll give you a mashal. L'madav redomet. What is it compared? La'adav shayim mahalech biishon laylo afeila. Let's say somebody's walking at night and it's very dark and he's trying to get into his house. Hita matzah basuach. Sometimes if you go a little diagonal, if you go a little out of the way, not straight, you can get into the house because the door's in front of you. You can't get in. So if you go to the side a little bit, you can get in. Lo hita matzah no. But if you don't turn at all, you just go straight. You're gonna find it locked. There's a mashal, so Rabbi Gamliel says, so maybe Bahataya, you don't have experience in this, and maybe there was an easier way to get in, and somehow you did it Bahataya. Or Ika da Amre, or this is what he said to him, Hachi Amarle, Shema Bemezid Hitisa. Maybe you were Mata Bemezid. What does that mean? Not Mata Bemezid. The Ritva explains, maybe it was just an act that you were so involved in, you didn't realize what you were doing. Maybe you didn't realize, and, you know, there was Hataya Bemezid. And therefore, va'akartul adasha va'avra, and you literally you were uprooted the door. Maybe you went around the door va'avra, and you went in. Amshal lachal mashal. Another mashal. Ma'adav redomi la'adav shal hayav mahalak v'ishon layla va'feila. It was dark at night. Hita b'mezid matzah basuach. Lo hita b'mezid matzah no. If you did it b'mezid and very involved and b'koach, sometimes you don't realize that it's you found the pasuach and it didn't go straight. Lo hita b'mezid matzah no. So we're really asking these questions. How do you know for sure there was a problem? How do you know that she's not a psula anymore? So therefore, he did not, and obviously in this case, she was saying she was a psula. If he was suggesting that Shema Hitisa or Bemezid Hitisa. Next story. He says, Rabbi, I didn't find any dam. So now we get into the dam issue. No more Pesach Pesuach. I didn't find any dam. Amrolo Rabbi, psula hayisi. She says, Rabbi, I'm a psula. I don't know. Maybe there wasn't dam, but I'm still a psula. That's what I know. I was a psula. Amrolo Ham, he said to them, Evioli oso sudar. Bring me the sudar. Bring me the sheet. Evilo as sudar. And they brought it to him. Visharo bamayim. And he soaked it in water, the chipsu, and he scrubbed it. Umatsa alav kamati beidamim, and he found some dam on it. He found some dam on the sheet. Rashi explains it was mechuse b'shich vazera, and therefore it wasn't able to be seen. And he says, "Amalo leich zachei b'mekacha." He told the husband, "Go back to your wife. Have a wonderful life together." Meaning, he found the dam, and he proved to them there was the dam. Amalei huna marbrei deravim parzikel Ravashi. So upon hearing the story, this other rabbi says to Ravashi, "Ananami nevedachi." That's a great way to save marriages. So why don't we do that too? Why don't we get the sheets and wash them in a certain way and show the blood? Amalei, Ravashi answered, "Gihut shalanu kikiba shalahem." It's not going to work because the type of washing that would be needed in our town is called gihutz. It's like their kibbutz. That's the strength of the washing that you need to get up the shechva zera. The yamrit ne'evad gihutz. And if we do that, so that's there's nothing like that washing. If we do that, then it would take away everything. It would even take away the dam. And therefore, there's nothing that we could do. We don't have a parallel type of washing in order to get out the dam, to get off the shechva zera and to keep the dam. So therefore, we don't have that option. Again, remember, Bizmana Gemara, it was much more common. Bizmana said there are some women that don't have dam. There are some women that don't have dam. Post can mention they don't. Most some women that don't have dam either, you know, by the fact that they're older and it's been stretched out or other reasons. There are some women that don't have dam. Many women do have dam, but some women don't have dam. But that's why these issues don't come up as much. Bizman hazeh. Next story. Again, Rebbe, I was niveles and I did not find dam. I was with my wife and I didn't find dam. Amrle Rebbe, adayim psulani. And again, she says, I'm a psula. I'm a psula. I don't know what happened, but I know I'm a psula. Amr lahen, haviyu li shtei shvachos. So Rebbe says, bring me two shvachos, two maidservants. Achas psula v'achas be'ula. One a psula and one a be'ula. One who is not a psula anymore. Haviyu los, they brought him two shvachos. V'hoshivan api chavish al yayin. And they put each of them, one at a time, on a barrel of wine. Chavish al yayin, obviously in private, nobody else there. Chavish al yayin. Be'ula recha no deif. The be'ula, the aroma of the wine, Recha Nodef, would be able to be sensed, you know, outside. Meaning it would go through and it would be able to be sensed outside. Through the woman's body. Besul ein Recha Nodef, because it was a blockage, so therefore it wouldn't be able to be, the aroma wouldn't go through. So, says Rabbi, oh, I see this test works. So, Avzu Oshiva. So therefore, he said, okay. He said, jump on. He puts her on. And there was no aroma that went through. He says, okay, you can stay married. And she is a besula. Why did he need the shvachas for? Why did he just put this woman? He knew this was his test. Why did he need to do the test? So the Gemara, Havi Shamile. Rabbi always heard about this. That this is what was done, but Maisa lo havichazi, but he never had a halacha lamaisa, never came up lamaisa. He knew mitzora, this was a test, but he never was ever sure if he knew how to do it, if it was still a test that was accurate. So the summer, dilmalo kimle begava, demilsa shapir. He thought that maybe I won't be able to do it properly, it's not going to work for me, and if it's not going to be work for me anyway, v'lav orach ara lezulzule bivnos Yisrael. It's not the most covetic a test. Yes, it's going to help somebody stay married. It's going to prove their psulim. So I would want to do it if it's going to help them, but I'm not going to do it to this woman unless I know for sure. So therefore, that's why he took two shvachos before to test to see if it would work. And once he saw it would work, so then he was able to do it on the Bat Yisrael and save her marriage. The taina was because he obviously didn't feel. I mean, he said beula, but alti v'lo matzasi dam. That's what he says. He found dam. So what happened? It must be that he either didn't have the ma'isabiyah or he was bahataya, right? And many times it was very common. All the chassan teachers tell the chassanim beforehand. He says many times you have no idea what happened, and your person thinks there was a ma'isabiyah and there was no ma'isabiyah and there was no dam. There was dam. So there are many questions. Even b'zman hazeh, Baruch Hashem, you know, Yisrael Kadoshim Haim, and we don't have experience in these matters. And he also, right, lo matzasi dam. Okay, so let's try to figure out what happened. But it's lav dafka that it was for sure a ma'isabiyah, lav dafka that she wasn't a psula. That's why the Rabbanim were trying, just like b'zman hazeh, the Rabbanim tried to figure out exactly what happened and bring the husband and the wife back together. The Chalkas Mechokek in Eved Ezer, here in the same Simon Samaches, notes. The Shulchan Aruch quotes this bedika, right? Tan v'omer v'lo matzia besula v'hiel meretz. I'm still a besula. Both kinosa. We check her. The Rama adds in al pi chavish al yayin. The Shulchan Aruch just says both kinosa. So the Chalkas Mechokek points out that the Rambam does not say specifically the bedika shal yayin. The Rambam just says both kinosa. Why? Because it's lav dafka bedika zu and it's keres begemara duodin lacheres. The Magen Mishnah says it's really any bedika. You don't have to do this bedika shel chavis of the barrel. Any bedika. V'li nireh, says the Chalkas Mechokek, why doesn't the Rambam say the chavis shel yayin? So the Magen Mishnah says it's because any bedika suffices. The Chalkas Mechokek says, no, just the opposite. Because we cannot do that bedika anymore. The Sfir Leil Rambam, de'ena yayin shelonu chazak kalkach, bizman hazeh. Our wine is not such a strong aroma, it's going to go through a whole body. We don't have that kind of wine. Shei bu'ula, recha nodeif. Mikol makom lamaisa, says the Chalkas Mechokek, nire de'ein anu b'kiyin b'shum b'dika. B'zman hazeh, we don't have any of these b'dikas. We don't know how to do them, whether it's our wine, we don't have any of these b'dikas. V'yavodas ha'tur, even if, according to the tour, that the b'dika was done then, maybe it wouldn't be done b'zman hazeh. So says the Chalkas Mechokek, we don't have any b'dikas. So what do we do b'zman hazeh? Either you try to figure things out, you think about her history, but the post can say, the Minchas Yitzchak has a tshuva, you go to a doctor. And does the doctor have nemanis? Sorry, what? It's always before Erusin, meaning now we have Erusin Nisuin anyway.
Yes.
Right, the question is, what about Ksuba? What about Ksuba? If she wasn't a Besula, you know, then the Ksuba would be less. The amount of the Ksuba would be less, even though we throw in Tosefis Bezman as a Bebeger Adis. So the Minchas Yitzchak is a Tshuva where he says, you have a nurse check. There is a Tshuva, we got to move, of the Lahoros Nasan, or of Nasan Gestetner, where he talks about a case. He was asked, Besula Shaharofe Pasach Piska Ben Arusa, Lishadama Yuchalatzes. Obviously, there was some type of sickness this girl had when she was a little girl, and the doctor had to break her Besulim in order to let out the dam. Then he was able to sew it back up and give her a Besula. Ma Dina Lin Yuxuba. What's her status? She considered a Besula or a Be'ula. So in that context, he discusses our Gemara. In this context, he discusses our Gemara. He says, how are you able to trust the Rofim? He says he did this. But let's say he's not a Shomer Torah Mitzvahs. How can you trust that he did it? How do you trust the Rofim? How do you trust them? So he quotes a Maharam al-Shakir, which is quoted by Hilchas Nida, that maybe you cannot trust somebody in this case. But Bizmana Lamaisi, he says, Ulam Yish Lomar, even though we don't have B'dikas Chavis Bizmanazeh, and we have that Chalkas Machokik that says we don't have B'dikas, he says, Yish Lomar, Tefati Di'ikim Mitzias Livdok and B'sula. He says it must be. Why? Because, you know, we have the Nemanis of a doctor. He's not Mara Umnase. He or she, he says, could check the and it's Milta Davidi Legluye. You know, it's going to be obvious. You know whether it is true or not. So therefore, he paskins Imkem Barofe Uman Afilu Isha Yeshlomashi Nemenes Lomashi Psula to Isha Uman Logara May Akum Uma De Nemenes and Aka non-Jewish doctor is we have the certain Nemenes. So therefore, he says in that case he would be believed that it was sewn up again. Is the what? Is the sign? Is the Messiah for an Eina Nivellus? Eina Nivellus, what about Mukazes? We're going to have later on. We're going to have later on. Whether it's for Psula or Mukazes. Okay, let's continue. Hahuda Asa Lakam Dir Vagamliya. Hazakain. Amala Rabbi Batikal Masasi Dam. I was bald, I didn't find any Dam. Amrila Rabbi Mishakas Durkatiani. She says, Rabbi, I'm sorry. It's my family. My family has no Dam. I'm from Durkati. She'ain lo dam, need lo dam sulim. We have no Dam. It's our family. Badak lahan badak, Rabbi Gamliel Bakrova Sasa, Rabbi Gamliel checked out with the relatives. Umatzakazaran, he found, oh, yeah, that's the family. Amala Le Zaki Bimakacha, yeah, okay, go stay married. No problem. Ashrecha, Shazakhizal Mishbaka Zerkati. And be happy, you got a great family. You got a great family. Why? We'll see in a minute. The Meiri says, why do you check out the relatives? Mashma, that if there were no relatives, what if there were no relatives? The Meiri says she would be believed herself. Here, you have to check if there are relatives. But if there are no relatives, she could say she is believed even just herself. But if she says, I'm not from Jerkati, but I just have that nature about me, says the Meiri, she's not believed. Only if it's a biological thing that she'd be believed by herself. My Jerkati, Durkatua, a cut-off door. A cut-off door. Why? Why is it cut off? Because she has no dam. Or, as we'll see later, maybe she cannot have children. Rabbi Chanina says, what was Rabbi Gamliel saying? You know, you have a great wife. That's terrible. He doesn't have a great wife. Why? Rabbi Chia says, K'shem sha'sar yafel le'isa, kachdamim yafel le'isha. Just like dough is great, yeast is great for a dough, so too blood is great for a isha, meaning in terms of the ability to have many children. V'tanim shem Rabbi Meir, kal isha shetameha merubin v'aneha merubin. Okay, we're not going to get to the medical side of this right now, but dam is a simen tov. Itmar, so therefore, how can he say that? Hashrecha. So Itmar, Birbi Bar Abba, Amar Zachei B'mechacha Amar Lei. One version of the story is he said, be zoche in your wife. Rabbi Yossi Bar Abba, Amar Nischai B'mechacha. Be obligated in your wife. So Amar Lei. That's what he said. So Bishwa, Amar Nischai, Hanud Rabbi Chanina. According to the one who says, be obligated, I understand, because he was saying that it wasn't great, because it was a dark katua. Elamanda Amar Zachei Maischu. So what kind of schus is there if she doesn't have any dam, which affects the ability to have children? Still, he'll never come to the case of Safik Nida, will there be an issue of Yisahara and Taiva? So you'll never have that, because she won't have any Nidas. And Safik Nida, as the Gemara Sanhedrin says, is even harder than Nida. Woman's a Nida Vadai, okay, you know, you stay away. But Safik Nida, already of Safik, it's harder on the Yisahara. Next, Ha'udas l'kam d'Rebbe, somebody came in front of Rebbe, Amr le Rebbe, Baal Dim l'masasi Dam, I didn't find Dam, Amr lo Rebbe, Adayim Besula Ha'isi, I am a Sula. I saw my Chavrus's Gemara yesterday. He had a Girsa Psula Ani, which was the Girsa of others. My Gemara here has Psula Hayisi. Okay, I don't know. V'shnei Batsores Have, and it happened to be a year of famine. V'ra'a Rebbe Shepneim Shchorim. Rebbe all of a sudden saw that their faces were black, meaning they were emaciated, they were dried out. So Tziva Aleim, so what did Rebbe do? V'chnisim L'merchas, he put him in a bath, in a shower, v'achilim v'hishkum, v'chnisim L'cheder, and he gave them to eat and to drink, and he fixed them up a little bit, and then he said, try again. Balu matz adam, and the second time they did find adam. Amar leich zachei b'mechachas, it was just because of the state that they were in, and he says, go, stay married, no problem. Kari Rabbi Aleim, Rabbi called upon them the following pasuk, safad oram al atzmam, their skin was dried up on them, yavish hayakeit, it was dried up like a piece of wood. Matz nisen, I'm sorry we don't have time to talk more, but in yoni slichas. Psula, ksuba samasayim, balmana mana, a psula gets 200 and almana 100, like Chassam Sofer said, according to that shita, even ksuba drabanan, the detail, these details are drabanan, even though the idea is daraisa. Psula, almana, grusha, vachalutsa, min ha'erisin. Let's say you have a psula, she's a psula, but how is she still a psula? Because she is a widow, a divorced woman, or a chalutsa, min ha'erisin. So you know for sure she is a basula. She never lived with her husband. So ksuba samasayin. In that case too, her ksuba is 200 because she was never fully married with an isuin. V'yeshlem tainas basulim. And also the second husband would have a taina of psulim. There is a concept called tosefas ksuba, first mission in the fifth parak later on. But this is ikar ksuba. This is the minimum. Tosefas, when you write the ksuba, do you write the tosefas with the ikar or not? Machlokas rishon. But there's a concept of tosefas. One more minute. My almana. Where does the word almana come from? Amar of Chana Bagdata, almana al shem mana. Alluding to the 100 that she gets for her ksuba. Amana min eris to Michael Amemer. What about amana min eris that she gets 200? So I did hakar with almana, anamikar with almana. Okay. Low plug. Almana to Yabar Raisa Michael Amemer. But it says the word almana in the Torah. And the details of mana only came later. Yeah, it's an allusion to the future. The Rabbanan are going to be misakin 100. Well, me cause of krala asid. Does the Torah do that? In, yes. Like it says in Bereishis, the third river was Chideka, who aholik in Mas Ashur. It's going to go to Ashur. V'tan Rav Yosef Ashur Zuslika. Right, it's the name of a place. Umi Havi, was there such a thing as Ashur yet in Maisa Bereishis? Elad Asida, it was going to be Hachanami Asida. So too here, it was going to be, it could go in the future. You can relate this to the Ritva we had in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tezayin, who discusses what the definition of Asmachta is. Where the Ritva says, Asmachta means the Torah alludes to something the Rabbanah we're going to come up with. It doesn't just mean, it's a remez, which means nothing. Asmachta is something that has teeth. It's a remez of the Torah for a din drabanan. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Baruch Hashem, will continue tonight. 9 o'clock Ma'ariv. Even if you're not coming to the daf, try to be mechazik the minyan. 9 o'clock Ma'ariv, followed by the daf tonight. I'm sorry, the Teshi was sponsored. Was Avram Yitzchak Ben Yaakov, whose yard site is today.